The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. Twitter's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour. Pretty sportsy. Had Alex Morano on. We talked a little Maction. We talked a little Colts-Titans. Set that up for you. Differing opinions, which is fine. And we're on Twitch. We were mentioning the social dilemma. So I haven't watched it yet. Everybody tells me I need to watch it because it kind of plays into a lot of the things we've been talking about on the show for a while.
Pretty crazy.
And I'm interested. I'll probably try to watch it tomorrow. Not going to happen tonight because I'm going to watch football tonight.
Yeah, me too. But I watched it last night, and it almost like makes you feel like you need to delete your whole. You need to throw away your smartphone. Like it's a
which I don't think I could.
It's pretty wild, dude.
Yeah, I don't think I could live without my phone. But yeah, I'm interested to see it now. But it's such a weird world we live in. I apologize because a bunch of people texted me about stuff today, and I just hadn't been able to get back to them. It's been a really long day of actual work. Last night I did a podcast. It was a lot of fun. And that went till about 11. Then I had to get up and do TV this morning at 6:45. And then I had real work to do all day. So if I haven't gotten back to your text or your email, I apologize. I will get to it at some point. So 713 says, I'm going to apologize to Jesus Easterby for saying that firing was on him. Why are you guys so fascinated with this firing? And Jamie Root said it was his doing. So at this point, it's a PR person. It's almost, I don't want to say it's meaningless because there have been some really good people have that job there.
I asked John today. We did a sports map video. Can either of you name a PR director for another football team?
I can't now because Tony's
because
not with
somebody who used to be here went somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
You only know if you're in that market.
Yeah.
This never makes waves. It only makes waves because A, the Texans have been a mess and it just seems like another thing to add to the pile. And B, she was the first woman to have the job.
Well, and I
don't even care about her being a woman. If you're good at your job, great. If you're not,
bye.
Get fired. Yeah. I don't care at all. This doesn't affect my life one little bit. I don't care at all.
I think Josh kind of hit on something because all the national media, the one that's making a big deal out of it, well, they were always, you know, more than happy to help NFL Network and ESPN and those people. So, of course, they're up in arms.
That's why it's a big national media story because she was one of the few PR people who basically said, F the local media. I'm giving everything to the national guys.
Yeah, and that's kind of true. But, I mean,
So now they jump up and they put their capes on and say, hey, they fired her because they're a bad organization and she's a lady. Okay.
Bad Tyler Fly said made waves because Schefter said she was, quote, widely respected. I'm going to just say maybe not locally. I'll just leave it at that. Can you name the PR people for the other two teams in town?
No.
I can't either.
Not the PR director. Like, I know some of the the media relations folks, but...
Well, some of them, because you got to deal with credentials and things
right.
like that. But
even I don't even do that anymore.
Tyler does it now,
yeah.
So, I don't know. I think, I don't know why people are fascinated with it here in town. I mean, it's just, it's not a big deal. It really isn't.
How do we determine what words, get bleeped out on Twitch?
In the chat?
Yeah.
I think it's your personal settings. Because I don't
have
almost
anything.
Nothing gets bleeped out on mine because I've gone through and said foul or not safe for work language is okay.
Interesting.
Why? What did you get bleeped out?
I don't know. I like the last couple of days I've seen a few things bleeped out. So like a little while ago, Space Ghost said, "Can I use Harry's to shave my?" And then it says, "It's got six asterisks."
It's not a bad word. We can say it on the
say
air.
Say it then.
Gooch.
Why is that being blocked to me?
Because
you're offended.
But the F word comes through no problem.
You're offended by Gooch, I guess.
It did the same thing to Braddock and Creighton last night. Somebody had said something.
What a weird thing.
And it did it to Braddock, and Braddock's like, "I can't see this." And Creighton looks, and he says the word. I don't even remember what the word was, but it wasn't a bad word. It just bleeped it out for him.
How odd is that? Like, the F word comes through, no worries.
Like, because Tyler and I have moderator privileges. Anytime somebody says something like the C word, it'll ask me, "Are you going to allow this word in your chat or not?" And you can either block them or you can allow it or deny it, and it'll bleep it out. But there's, a setting on Twitch where you can go and say, "Let me see not safe for work language."
How do I find my setting? I want cuss words, man.
Yeah, I'm okay with the C word on there if they use it like Carl Urban.
Oh, excuse me.
Does that even count?
You do better.
No, I'm not here. That's not my
belch,
game.
Do the belch, bitch.
It's not my game.
Do the belch, bitch.
What belches? What belches? What belches? What food? What food?
Yeah, I don't know where the setting is for that, but it's I don't like that. I don't need to be censored. I don't need you to censor things for me. I'm a big boy.
Blake asking, what do you think the likelihood Westbrook is on the team come the start of the season? We talked about that at top of the first hour. I think he's gone. And that being the case, I think they should all be gone. Hey, let's squeeze in a call. Mark, let's talk a little UFC. What's up, Mark?
Hey, sports brother.
Sports brother.
Hey, AJ, got a question for you, man. What do you think about Felder coming out of retirement like a straight savage and taking on that fight this weekend with RDA? That is just such a gangster move to just do that on a week's notice. Used to love watching him fight. It wasn't that long ago that he retired, but he's just such an animal, throws everything with such viciousness. And I just wanted to see what your thoughts were. And do you think he's going to get just completely killed, or you think he's got a shot behind the blitz?
I think it'll be a competitive fight. I don't think he'll win, but I think it'll be a competitive fight. And it is a pretty badass move. I mean, this is a dude who, you know, it basically, for all intents and purposes, just hung it up. I think it's pretty awesome that he's coming out and doing it. I'm excited to see him. And he really kind of saved the event, because that was a bummer. They've tried to make this fight a couple times and hasn't worked. So the fact that they were able to, they lost it and were still able to make a decent fight out of it is a good thing.
Yeah, I think I'll be watching this weekend. Kind of depends. It's like I started watching last weekend's, but by then I'd had so much to drink in the afternoon that I wasn't going to make it. Just went home. We were over at my neighbor's and, you know, did the whole, you know, he brings out a bunch of food. We all bring different alcohol. We watch UH get its ass kicked. And then, you know, we also watched the Breeders' Cup. We were flipping back and forth on that. And then put the fights on, and then everybody was kind of out of steam by then.
That happens.
So, yeah, that's a Saturday. It's like my Saturdays, if I get much past 8 o'clock, it's probably I'm not in great shape by then, because we start drinking early on Saturdays, and Sunday I don't drink until after the Texans are over, so there's that. But when the game is over and I've written my column,
right?
Not the first quarter when the game is really over. Although one of these games, because I got to start coming up with some creative ways to do this, I'm thinking I might just get stoned and write the Texans story from a stone perspective and see how that goes. Because, I mean, the Browns are going to win. I feel like that's because the Browns are, I always talk about them being front runners. They beat up on bad teams. This defense is awful. Nick Chubb's going to run for 400 yards, I hope, fantasy purposes. And so they'll put up a bunch of points. And the Texans will keep it close for a while, but I think the running game is going to kill them again. then they're going to get the fourth quarter and not be able to stop the run. And even if they're down three, they're going to wind up losing by 13 or so.
Well, I'll say this. I think that the way that the Texans match up, and I always say if you can get pressure on Baker Mayfield, you'll probably beat him. I don't think that's going to happen. The weather seems way, way, way in the favor of the Browns, because if there's 20-something mile-an-hour winds, now you're basically saying, who runs the ball better? I promise you it's not the Texans.
I think I know the answer to that one.
I promise you it's not the Texans.
Oh, man, Nate Griffin just tweeted this out. Another game canceled. Road game at La Tech postponed. Between Rice.
You know what? I'd avoided games that I had money on.
Yeah.
Until that one. That's the first one that it took away. I had Louisiana Tech -1. Now it's...
Yeah, because most of the ones that I thought were in jeopardy, I've held off on, or they weren't on the board. And then they wind up getting canceled. But that's poor Rice. That's two in a row.
I saw that UTEP, their next game, they're going to play it in a high school stadium. Like, so, I don't know if that's going to help Rona somehow, but
okay. Well, I mean, it's such a mess in El Paso right now. I saw one team, is it New Mexico's playing all their games on the road?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a weird year for stuff. And I kind of wanted to ask you this about NFL defenses. I wonder if the lack of practice time is the reason that we're seeing so many just awful defenses this year. I mean, we knew the Texans would be bad, but we didn't expect, I mean, I didn't expect the Cowboys to be that bad. They're awful. There's just a bunch of Seattle. And there's some players on these defenses. They're just, none of them are any good. I kind of wonder if some teams just didn't practice enough of tackling, or I don't know. I just wonder if it's Rona related, because I just don't feel like I've seen this many awful defenses in the NFL in forever.
They're pretty bad.
I mean, there's a bunch of them you just look at and say, these guys can't stop anybody. So, Joe wants to know, can my wife get a shout-out for her birthday? She just did.
Shout-out, wife.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Send nudes to your husband on your birthday.
Yeah, and you know what he should do? He should go make some money on MyBookie for her.
That's right.
That's a way to do it. And so, if you want in on that game tonight, we've talked about it. AJ's on one side, I'm on the other. I think we both like the under a little bit. And you want to get in on that, you want to get in on any of the action this weekend, you want to bet those UFC fights, you want to get some money on Alex. Heard him talking here earlier on the show. You can do it at mybookie.ag. And the great thing about MyBookie, when you win, they pay. There's a lot of sites, that's not the case. MyBookie, though, they are great. Easy deposits and withdrawals, lots of action. If you use Bitcoin, they've got you set up really well. You don't have to, though. You can put deposits in there all kinds of ways. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio to get that first deposit matched 100%. By the way, Masters, you can get in and bet on the Masters even now. I love doing the in-game and the live betting, and you can do live Masters betting right now on mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag, you bet, you win, they pay. That's MyBookie.
Inquire about 5 years. I get the comments with number this period. I got your BM one put on the mirrors. First young in the A2 land, run a 14 mil, started 14.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month.
across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Interesting text from 713. The Texans defense embodies the city of Houston. Just like Weaver said, obese and all over the place.
That's true.
Too bad it's not the offense, because then you could say they can't drive, but that's, well. Which, by the way, welcome back, Houston traffic today.
Boy.
In full force.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there was a wreck on 610 and 59, and I left plenty early today because I knew they were bringing food, and I wanted to get here and take care of a couple things at the office, so I wasn't like I was ever going to be late, but backed up big time, so I exit to get on Wesleyan. Wesleyan's backed up, so I did my little trick where I get back on the feeder on 59 and go to Richmond. Well, that was backed up, and there's a street you can turn on that takes you through a neighborhood, and you can go back to Richmond. There's, like, never anybody there. It works real well, except Richmond was completely backed up. So it took me about 20 minutes to get from Richmond to here, Richmond and the Beltway to here. I'm not Beltway, Loop. And it was just like, okay, I remember what this was like. This was every other day back in the day. And so I'm just, you know, just my plea to people, if you're going to be out and about, tell you what, you can have every other hour of the day. All I want is like between 7 and 7:30 downtown a.m. when I'm dropping off the wife, so I don't have to deal with you there. And then 2:30 to 3:30. Just don't go anywhere. You can have after 7. I don't care what time I get home after work. Just, you know, that's it. That's all I'm asking for. You guys can have the rest of the whole city to yourself. Thousands of people get on the road. But yeah, Curtis says, yeah, traffic's back all over town. I've
had a lot easier time getting home than getting in.
Well, I've noticed the last few nights, there was a wreck the other night. So, and there was a wreck today, but I guess we're getting more wrecks and they should be calling Lawyer Dave. But I've noticed that in the old days, it would take me about 35 to 40 minutes to get home, because there's that one area of 59 that was just always where it goes down to three lanes, always packed. During the Rona, 15 minutes, sometimes less than that. And now it's gotten back to 20, 25. So it's not bad, but it does slow down there.
Bleed Blue says, Fred sounds like he wants to work from home again.
God, no, no. This is the only thing that keeps me sane, is the ability to come here and feel somewhat normal. Because the rest of the time, sitting at home, and I'm not complaining about it. I feel lucky to have a job where I can work from home. But there's so many little things that I miss doing, like going to lunch with people to talk over stuff and things like that. I was going insane when we were stuck at home. It was great that we could do the show, but even just driving down here and driving home once a day, it makes me feel pretty good. It just makes me feel normal. Because I can do this. I mean, this arrangement works for me. I can do this as long as I need to. Fine, Rona, do your worst. We'll deal with it. But that being stuck at home and with just me and the dogs and the wife and never being able to leave, that kind of sucked. Not going to lie.
I'm telling you, run for mayor, then you'll get your own chauffeur.
I don't need a chauffeur. I don't mind driving.
Is that guy that they were paying $100,000 a year or something?
Yeah, don't I have to sleep with the mayor to get that?
No, he wasn't the chauffeur. Oh. He was the, I don't know what to call him, the guy who sits in the back seat and just waits.
I don't know, but I need that gig.
I bet the mayor has his own chauffeur. We could get, you know what? They'll chauffeur Val to work for you, and then they'll bring you here.
Why do I need that? I'm not asking for a chauffeur.
Then you don't have to deal with the traffic. You can get work done.
No, I'm actually not even complaining about the traffic today. I actually, feel like, I mean, it's, you're still stuck in traffic. And I don't like it when other people drive either, because most people suck as drivers. And I'm not pretending to be like Mario Andretti or anything, or even Trey, but I feel like I'm a pretty safe driver. And I trust myself behind the wheel more than I trust anybody else. Like, the wife scares the hell out of me. I almost never let her drive, which that sounds like a total man thing, but it's not really. I don't like it when AJ drives when we go to the airport. He scares the hell out of me. It's nothing personal. It's everybody. I prefer to be behind the wheel if I'm in a car, unless I'm in an Uber. And even then I get nervous. But no, I don't mind the traffic. I'm just saying it's back. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And looking at our Rona update, they're probably going to put us on lockdown again.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So it's, which I don't do it. Lena in a mask, Mayor Turner, don't do it. Don't put us on a shutdown again, please. Just keep enforcing the stuff. I mean, yeah, we didn't have a very good day yesterday. It's up a little bit from the day before, which also wasn't a very good day. But we're still not in the scary levels that we were of the summer. So, 832 says, my wife despises me for being able to go to work. She's losing it. Yeah, that's been the one cool thing is, like, the wife has been able to go into work every day. And, well, she has to, because she's like one of the people that they consider essential. So it's great. I don't have to be stuck at home with her and the dogs all day. And so, I mean, it feels pretty normal right now. I just don't want to get it rolled back. That's all.
I'm with you.
So, and Bam Bam says she wants to shut down Houston for 6 weeks. Screw you guys wanting to shut us down again. I got to say that's your go-to move is, oh, shut down. That's what we know how to do. And instead, there is nuance to this. There is subtlety to this. There's a way to make it work. Let's just keep doing that. If we get the hospitals overwhelmed, I'll listen to your shutdown thing. But guess what? It didn't work last time. When did we get the big spike? After the shutdown. Whenever you roll it back out, people are going to get sick again. But yeah, I am officially on the record, dead set against another shutdown. And yeah. BQ says, love working from home. I work out, nap, play games on the clock. I have less to do in terms of like Grindr work, you know, right now. So
Grindr work, like Grindr, the gay hookup app.
Yeah. I run that app. I don't know. You probably didn't know that. No, but I mean, I don't have a lot of like when I was doing sports map every day, that was grunt work. That was, you know, take somebody's email and put it in there and do all this. It was a lot of tedious work. How's that? Is that better? It's just grinding it out.
There's a new gay website called Tedious.
Is there?
Yeah. Hmm. So you're doing all kinds of...
I own that one, too. Yeah. And I don't know if you knew all that. It's like I have other businesses. But...
That's how you afford that palatial estate out in Koontz.
Technically Village Mills, but you know, Koontz is okay, too. Somebody said, girlfriend's been working at home since March. She's losing it. And people say it's the kids and schools or why the numbers are going up. They're still not ridiculous, though. That's the thing. We haven't gotten back into the ridiculous numbers yet.
Oddly enough, like there hasn't been much Rona at my kids' schools. Like they go to school every day, and the school's constantly. If there is ever a case at their school, we get an email saying when the last time they were at the school was. Who they had contact with, and if you have direct contact with them, you get a different email. So my kids' schools have been really good about it.
Well, and I think most of them have.
And it's been low. Like the number of like positives at their schools has been ridiculously low, especially considering the size of their schools.
Somebody suggests Grindr map. I think we'd get sued by Grindr.
Yeah, but if you own it.
I was fibbing there. That was... You know what? I pride myself on being truthful. I kind of lied there because I didn't want people to know that I was a Grindr.
How about gayhookupmap.com?
Interesting.
How about just hookupmap.com and let everybody?
Well, yeah, because some people might want to taste both. I don't know.
Can't discriminate.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Hey, whatever flavor
you
you're
can
into.
Discriminate. Like, well, farmersonly.com is only for farmers.
That's true.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Or is it for, like, the five farmers who paid the $30 a month and then the
it's
2,000
for country
bucks.
Folk. What's that one for married people?
Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison.
I that's what I've heard.
If you are, well, will they let you sign up on that site if you're single? Or do you have to be married to get on there?
Well, I don't know. I've only been married since I've been on there. So, I mean, I'm sorry.
Because, like, if you're a single guy looking to hook up with married chicks, I feel like that's, I don't know. I don't know if that's allowed there. Or does everybody have to be married? One of these guys knows. Somebody knows something. One of these Twitch folks knows.
Early,
Twitter folks.
In the early days of the show, Matt and I had he found a girl that was on Ashley Madison, and we thought it'd be funny. And you know, she didn't say who she was, but she came on and we started interviewing her. And it turned out to be one of the saddest freaking interviews we ever did. It was just pathetic. I felt so bad for the girl. So she had this horrible home life, and so she wanted to get out and have an affair, and then that didn't turn out well. And it's just like, you know, sometimes you think you're going for something that's going to be hilarious, and it totally goes the wrong direction, and you're just sitting there going, man, how do we eject from this? But because I guess it was real famous during the Super Bowl one year. They were doing all the ads. And so, yeah, we somehow found this girl who was on there, and when she first came on, I was like, oh, she's got personality. This will be fun. And then I started thinking about, dude, her husband's going to recognize her voice if he's out there listening. But then she starts about how horrible things were at home, and so this is why she wanted to do it. And then you just feel like that's one of those where I feel like, okay, we're just manipulating here. This was a horrible idea. Somebody shoot me.
There is a website called tendermeats.com that connects married women with men that are looking.
Okay.
Is there one that does the opposite, asking for a friend? Married men with single women who want to hook up with.
I think it's called like sugar daddy or sugarbaby.com.
Well, see, but why? No, because that's not fair, because then you're having to pay money.
You might
as well go to hooker.com.
You think these young chicks are looking to hook up with married old men for no reason? Mm-hmm. Like just for the sex? Come on.
God, women have all the advantages. They really do.
They do.
It's just not fair.
Yesterday, Shane Bieber and Trevor Bauer won Cy Young's. Today, just announced American League MVP, Jose Abreu of your Chicago White Sox.
Not a shocker.
No.
All right. Guys, I have to tell you about Lightstream. Not a shocker at all. And if you're like most people, you got to balance on your credit cards, and that's got a high rate of interest, like 19, maybe 20%. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? Especially if you got good credit, then Lightstream is the way to go. They offer credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The rate's fixed, so it never goes up over the life of the loan. Application's 100% online. You don't even have to leave your house to apply. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's absolutely no fees, so you're saving hundreds or thousands of dollars. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You need a taste of your own medicine.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on the Blitz, and we go to the same place we go every Thursday at 5:30. You can find his work at bradpowerssports.com. You can find him on twitter.com at bradpowers7. He's the one, the only, Brad Powers. Hello, Bradley. How are you, sir?
Excellent. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday?
We're doing all right, man. And I was just complaining aloud that all the COVID stuff was knocking off all these games. And I earlier today, I'd been like, man, I've really dodged bullets because all these games that I had plays on, none of them have gotten canceled. So I'm still good. And then I got hit with the Louisiana Tech news, and I got hit with the Pittsburgh news back to back. And I was like, damn it, now it's affecting my life. but I mean, how much of a frustration has that been for you? Because I know you spend a lot of time, you know, handicapping each game. And then you do. So that's hours and hours and hours of work that will usually end up getting thrown in the trash.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, probably at least 3-4 bets, picks a week. I don't let it get me down. No, I mean, it just is what it is, 2020. So I the unfortunate thing that the place where I bet the most, they don't grade them until, you know, after Saturday's over. So that money's tied up. So that's the only frustration that I have is, you know, even though it's announced that the game's postponed or canceled, doesn't ultimately get graded until Saturday. So I usually have, you know, at least a couple $1,000 each week just sitting there on game day.
Well, let's talk about the game tonight. Boise just got hammered. Now, they ended up on like their eighth string quarterback, so maybe not fair to judge what Boise was. But the way that this number, you know, is still hovering around that 13.5, 14, makes me think that they are still going to, or that Boise is going to have, I would say at a minimum, they're going to have Hank Bachmeier back, and that supposedly Jack Sears, the backup, is going to be available as well. Have you heard any word yet about the health of those guys? And if so, what, how much of an impact to the line does it have versus what they threw out there last week in Cade Finnegan, the freshman?
Yeah, I mean, everything that I was reading a few hours ago seemed more optimistic than pessimistic on at least Hank Bachmeier playing. You know, I didn't get too much on Jack Sears. But, I mean, there has been some steam on Boise State. I mean, a lot of places, 14.5, 15. I mean, one of the sharper books in town just moved to 16. So, I mean, as we get closer to kickoff, I'm guessing that means certainly a lot more positive news on the status of, you know, at least Bachmeier playing. Looks like Helani, the running back, might not go tonight, but it's a decent spot for Boise State to play on them after the, you know, big blowout loss. And I'm still not buying Colorado State. I know they beat Wyoming last week, but I mean, they were still outgained by 120 yards. So for me, lean on Boise State.
I actually like the total in this game, and I was hesitant.
Over or under?
Over. I like over in this game because I'm assuming that Bachmeier is going to play. But I think that, I mean, Colorado State's they're like top 10 in the country in tempo. They move the ball, and if they can just get any kind of boost on finishing rate, I think they're a really solid over team. What are you thinking on that?
Yeah, they're certainly top 10 tempo rate. I mean, it's sort of Boston College, but yeah, I mean, as you know, Boston College, even though they were high tempo, it's not like they were highly efficient. So, yeah, and Bachmeier plays, certainly the market that will react the quickest will be the side. The market that should also react is the total, but it will be a little bit slower. So Bachmeier's in, and you don't want to lay 15 now, it looks like. Yeah, certainly lean over for me.
Brad, have you noticed any trends? Because I guess we're going to see a lot of this over the next month for teams that have to pause for COVID and then come back a couple of weeks later. Is there are there any numbers you've been able to piece together from that?
Great question. I guess I've been lazy. I haven't done a lot of work. I should. I have not seen it. I haven't seen anybody do it. I haven't done it. Homework project, I guess. I'll report back next week, gentlemen, and see if I can find some. What I'll look at is two things. Obviously, full game to see, but I think what there could be correlation is fading those teams first half. Maybe they get off the slow starts.
One of the teams that's been sort of a darling, and maybe you're paying a tax on them at this point, is Marshall. But, man, statistically, their defense is fantastic. Their offense is very good. They're one of the best special teams units in the country. And Middle Tennessee State, basically, they're weak everywhere where Marshall is strong. Is the number getting out of the comfort range for you when you start talking about 23.5, 24 points? With a Marshall team, or do you feel like they are legit?
So I, you know, on Sunday morning, I just bet numbers. I'm not thinking about handicaps. I'm just betting numbers. I'm also anticipating where I think the market's going to go. I did bet Middle Tennessee +24 just because my number was 21. But then I found out that they're honoring, it's the 50th anniversary of the plane crash, and they're honoring it. And I'll have to do them. Last I checked, it was like five or six covers in a row. They honor the, you know, the Marshall plane crash, the We Are Marshall, then the movie was based off of. And it's like five or six straight dominant covers in that game. And with it being the 50th anniversary, let's just say I don't think I have a good ticket on Middle Tennessee +24. I would only lean towards Marshall now.
So last week, there's one of these games every week where as soon as the game starts, I tell myself, why didn't I bet more on this game? And last week for me, it took about 5 minutes for me to go, damn it, why didn't I unload my entire account on North Carolina against Duke? And I made a sizable bet, but I should have just unloaded. I like what this North Carolina team's doing. I think, you know, we all knew Sam Howell would be pretty good, but I don't think anybody anticipated their run game to be as dominant as it is. And Wake Forest doesn't, on paper anyway, doesn't really have what it takes to slow down this offense, which I think is really finding a rhythm right now. The number currently 13.5, opened at 10.5, so people putting some money on North Carolina. Is that number fair to you?
All depends on what North Carolina is going to show up. You get an A B plus, A performance out of North Carolina, this number is really cheap. And that would be the only way I'd lean towards in this game. But the problem is I got some bad data points on North Carolina, specifically them laying, you know, the more than a touchdown in that 7 to 14 point range, losing outright to Florida State, and then also losing to Virginia, even though they had significant yardage edges in both of those games. Look, I got North Carolina number 11 in the country in my power rank, so I think they're, you know, on the cusp of being a top 10 team. But with that being said, you know, it's right around my number. So lean North Carolina, not a big bet, but I mean, I agree with your overall sentiment. Wouldn't stun me. It's, you know, 21-3, middle of the second quarter, and I'm kicking myself for not betting the Tar Heels.
So there's a game that I want nothing to do with, but every sharp person I know has been on the other side of this game. So I'm just going to say the two teams and the number, and I'm going to ask you which side you're on. And if you're on the same side as everyone else, I'm going to ask you what you guys see, because I'm scared of it. Indiana -7, 7.5 at Michigan State.
I'm on Indiana. It's not a great spot for Indiana. Obviously off of the Michigan game with Ohio State on deck, but I mean, I do power ratings for a reason. It's the starting point of any handicap. It's not an end all, but my power rating is like 12 or 13. So, I'm going to take the Hoosiers. I don't understand Michigan State money in the market every week.
I don't either.
Started with Michigan, that week there. Okay. They won outright. So they got rewarded with a big win there last week. I mean, Iowa was my favorite play, but I got froze. I bet them still, but I bet them at 7, 8, and then held the number closes 5.5. So, I mean, all this Michigan State money, I don't see it. They're a bad football team. Too much respect. Even though it's a bad spot, Indiana's the play for me.
Well, you're the only one in the world, apparently. Everybody else seems to be wanting to throw that money on Michigan State. And the crazy thing is, like the Rutgers game, people will say, well, they had like 7 turnovers and they still were close in that game. Well, they still had 7 turnovers. That's not good. You can't just say like, well, they were close.
I'm not buying Rocky Lombardi. Played well against Michigan, but the other two games, you know, just not. I mean, Michigan State was a team I wanted to fade at the start of the season. They just did. I mean, they were one of maybe 3 or 4 teams that I circled and said, hey, I want to play against this team. I'm stunned that the market wants to play on Michigan State. I guess I need to, you know, maybe check my prescription on my glasses, but I'm not seeing what the market's seeing with this team.
Let's talk about University of Houston. They are a 14-point favorite hosting South Florida. I kind of lean with Houston because when you look at who they've lost to, it's the big boys in the conference. And,
yep.
You know, South Florida's done really nothing of note. They look to be a bad football team. This looks like the kind of game where Houston should be able to get a little bit of separation. What do you think?
Yeah, lean Houston, lean over for me. You know, what gives me a little bit pause is South Florida really competed well against Memphis last week. Blew a 13-point lead late, but I just think major step down in competition from what Houston's been playing here recently. And it seems to me like a good get-right game for them. Get to 500 on the season, you know, blow out a team you should. I can only look towards the Cougars here.
Brad, a couple teams that I've been riding the train on all season. I want to get your thoughts on them this week. Cincinnati minus 27.5 against East Carolina. Seems like a pretty big number, but they're killing people. And our little friends at Coastal Carolina, have they finally got the number right there, or do I ride them again?
Yeah, I don't like either team this week. I'm opposing them. I'm going to wait tomorrow, see if I can grab a 28 with East Carolina, just because maybe the public will be, you know, they've been cashing tickets with Cincinnati, and maybe they'll want to bet the Bearcats. I just don't like the spot. I mean, they're off three really good performances. I know they've been dominant. I just question, you know, sooner or later, you're not going to have an A-plus performance. And keep in mind, they got a road game at UCF. That's their game of the year on deck. So for me, I lean East Carolina, perfectly capable of getting a backdoor with Holt Nailers, who's playing well, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception in his last 3 starts. So lean East Carolina there. I'll like it at plus 28 if it goes there tomorrow. And then Coastal Carolina. Look, I was Mr. Coastal Carolina for the first, you know, 3-4 weeks of the season, but I'm finally the last couple weeks starting to get priced out. They pushed the game last week or maybe even lost, depending on what number you got against South Alabama. And I'm just not anxious to lay double digits here against Troy, especially Coastal Carolina, like Cincinnati, has their game of the year on deck, a game against Appalachian State on deck. So I think Troy's the side there. Again, I'm not in no hurry to run to the window to bet Troy. I'll wait and see what the public does on game day with that one. If I can get a better number, I'm certainly going to bet Troy.
Seems a lot of people, you know, not scared off of USC and the nail-biting performance that they had a week ago. A lot of people still saying USC is the best team in the Pac-12. I tend to lean toward Oregon, who they didn't have a great game either, really, their first game out. On paper, it looked better than it did on film. But what do you think about USC now giving 14 against Arizona on the road? Is that too much for you?
No, it's not. I did bet USC minus 11 on Sunday. I'd still lean SC, and it's more not pro USC. It's a play against Arizona. They had multiple defensive starters opt out, transfer. They had defensive leaders, just not starters, leaders of the team opt out. I'm not buying Kevin Sumlin. I certainly didn't like what I saw from SC last week. They should have lost the game. I thought they were outcoached, outplayed for a majority. I know they had a lot of mistakes, but a lot of mental errors and stuff for SC, but they are so far superior to Arizona that I would still lean minus the 14 on the road.
And what about those Ducks? They're 10-point favorites at Washington State.
Yeah, I agree. I wasn't overly impressed with them. The biggest surprise for me out of the Pac-12 last year was Washington State. I mean, I bet against them. Whole market did. I mean, I took Oregon State like plus 2.5. They closed minus 3. And I had absolutely no shot with Oregon State in that game. I mean, DeLora, the true freshman quarterback, impressed me. The running back was out for Washington State, Max Borgie. What do they do? They you know, input Deion McIntosh, Notre Dame transfer, who really plays well for them. And keep in mind, I know Mike Leach isn't there anymore, but Rolovich is very similar. And they have absolutely owned the series against Oregon. 10 straight covers in the series in 10 straight years. I will take Washington State plus 10.
All right, that's Brad Powers. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Make sure you check out BradPowersSports.com. Joins us every week. Great stuff as always, Brad, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Cash them tickets, brother.
All right, take care, guys.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN. 97.5, 92.5.
Go ahead and tell me. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios,
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational, presented by SideJab.com, benefiting ProVision. This year's tournament will take place Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company. Lunch, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com. And our buddy Courtney was in today because...
I know, first time in like forever, basically. She barely works here anymore.
And no, but it was good to see her. But we talked about some things with the golf tournament, and we're gonna be involved somehow, whether we play for a while or whether we play one hole with you guys or something. We're going to work on it because obviously we have a show to do. But she does like the idea of me auctioning off having my hair dyed. So if somebody's really willing to pay for that, I'm game. I'll go black with a red streak. But I want like a real stylist to do it. Somebody who knows what they're doing. And I'm sure we have a few of those who listen to the show. So, or, you know, if you're thinking about sponsoring the show and you do stuff like that.
There you go.
I'm game. All right, before we get to the gym, let's squeeze Lamont on. He wanted to get on earlier, but we had Brad. So,
say, man, all I want, I got a couple of points, and I'm gonna let you guys get you to your gym of the day. And I'm not gonna say anything weird, but say, man, 16 is really. Say, man, I know all of you guys in the media, more towards you, Fred. I know AJ don't really, you know, mess with people locally and stuff, but all of you guys pretty much run around in the same circles. Y'all know the same people. But 6'10", with the Texas stuff, man, I mean, you can throw out there J.J. Watt's toenail, eyebrows, Black Friday, and...
Did we lose him?
Yeah, he disappeared.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. All we heard was something about Black Friday.
I was just saying how much they would go on about the Texans, man. It's just crazy. And something else I want to say about the Amy person. The Amy person that got fired. Uh-huh. You guys were talking about, you know, how she's a media darling to the national people. But I started thinking more about this. Not like she's the mole. I mean, all this time I was thinking that it was, Bill O'Brien of me. It could have been Bill O'Brien, you know, leaking these stories and stuff like that. But it's clearly this woman right here, this Amy woman, because I'm like, man, no one in Houston even know who this person was. No one in Houston outside on the floor level or out here in the streets. Even though this person was, this became like a national security story. She's the person that's been leaking all the stories. And that's all I have, fellas.
Yeah, I didn't know who the hell she was before this story came out. Everybody acts like it's some kind of a big deal. It didn't affect me at all. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't tell you if she was good at her job. I don't know. And apparently,
like I said, I've only had one or two dealings with her, and neither one were pleasant. And I'm not going to judge her on that. Because I think it was coming from O'Brien.
And there's people who said maybe she was a little insubordinate and got a little too big for her britches. And they were like, okay, well, you don't work here anymore. Which, by the way, that happens pretty much in every line of work. If you're you mouth off to the boss, they don't like it, well, you're just gone. And that'll be that.
Well, again... I don't know why anybody cares about this.
I don't either.
It's
fascinating to me that it's a story. But and as far as 6'10", yeah, I listen, I get, and here's the thing. I think that Armin is a smart dude. He came from Denver where he was on the Broncos station. And let's face it, the Broncos are, for a long time, have been very relevant. In Denver, and they rarely have times where they just are total dog bleep. So he had a philosophy that worked really well for him there, that they talk NFL all the time. That's what they do. Almost every show they had there was a host with a former Bronco. Like, that was the recipe.
I think still to this day. Yeah. They talked a lot of Broncos when I was there.
And here, the deal is, he tried to bring that here, and unfortunately, like, it doesn't make sense to talk Texans 24/7 now because they don't matter at all. They're the worst thing. They're an irrelevant team. And you, they're not even irrelevant. Like, you can be, oh, what draft pick are they going to get? Like, that's how irrelevant they are.
Because at least in the 2-14 year, we started talking about draft pick
exactly.
Early and who it might be. And so you had that conversation. You don't even have that now. But
hey, man, that's how they rolled. And good luck to them. I don't mean that in a serious way. I want them to lose, but.
Honestly, man, I've tried to listen, and not because, well, first I was trying to perfect my show impression, but after that I was just kind of curious some days, like, all right, what the hell would they be talking about over there today? And I'd flip over, and it's just stuff that, like, oh my God. You know, I mean, if I were just a person who consumed this stuff, I couldn't listen. Even if I were the biggest fan in the world. I mean, like, a whole segment on Deshaun Watson's leadership skills. And stuff like that, and it's just...
Are you saying he's not a leader?
No, that's not at all, but it was just why he's such a great leader was the whole segment. And I'm just listening to this going, oh my God, are you really? You have to do this? So I would pull my hair back out. Too bad I have a Dr. Linville there, because that would have worked really well. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Put a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away.
Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you. This is ESPN 97.5.